Alaska's Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development, Click Bishop, began the panel discussion with an economic imperative. The state must strengthen its workforce development.
Non-residents took $1.8 billion out of the state last year. That's 20% of our workforce is non-resident, $1.8 billion left the state. Then you take the multiplier effect on that $1.8 billion, and now you're up to $3 billion and some change floating around the economy if we can drop that down to 10%.
Bishop said the largest non-resident hire occurs in the seafood industry, followed by oil, gas, mining, and construction, where the percentage of non-resident hire can range from 70% down to 6%, depending upon the company and job skill. The executive director of the Alaska Workforce Investment Board, Greg Cashin, described his group's efforts to plot overall workforce development strategies for key employment areas,
including the gas line training plan, a healthcare workforce training plan, state career and technical education plan, and a workforce development plan for the renewable energy efficiency industries as part of the state energy sector partnership grant.
In a question and answer period, Commissioner Bishop said even if the gas line construction is delayed or abandoned, the gas line training plan is hardly wasted. It's provided a nationally recognized template for other training programs. The department is striving for a seamless workforce development system that features elements in K-12 schools, technical preparation, university options, and apprenticeships. John Hakala of the Federal Office of Apprenticeship oversees the development of apprenticeship programs in Alaska. Hakala's task is to make certain that apprenticeship programs in Alaska meet national standards, but at the same time are designed to bring maximum benefits to the companies and businesses involved.
What it does is it combines related technical instruction, that's that curriculum component, with paid on-the-job learning. It's a structured learning process where all the competencies of work processes are defined out. So when you hire and train an individual as an apprentice, he or she is going to learn the whole scope of work for your company from A to Z, rough in to trim out.
By working closely with the state, Hakala says the number of apprentices in Alaska has risen to about 3,000, representing more than 90 different occupations.
65% of our occupations are construction. We have activity in the oil and gas industry, in the mining and transportation, in the health areas, allied health, long-term care, direct support. Businesses, surprisingly, most of our program sponsors are small businesses with, you know, a handful of apprentices, 1 to 5, for example.
Hakala said his office is working on 3 new apprenticeships for Alaska: building energy retrofit or weatherization technician, environmental technician, and human resource coordinator. Jerry Andrews is the department's pipeline training director. He describes a 2-fold training goal. One is to get as many Alaskans ready to work on the construction as soon as possible. But the long-range goal is to train residents for legacy jobs, the term used for jobs that will continue with the pipeline after construction and last as long as 30 years for the worker. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.